keep those hands together right there. That's my King, that's my God, that's my Shepherd, my Protector. That's my King, that's my Rock, that's my Anchor.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 NW Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
He let me see another day, and in spite of my wickedness, he keeps on blessing me anyway. I got so much to be grateful for. I'm grateful. So much to be grateful.
Come on, help us, brother. Boy, say.
So much to be grateful for.
Yes, I'm grateful.
So much to be grateful.
Now the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Keeps on blessing me.
Whoa!
He let me see another day. And in spite of my messing up, the Lord keeps on blessing me anyway.
Yeah, I got
so much to be grateful for.
Are you grateful?
So much to be grateful.
I'm mighty, mighty grateful.
So much to be grateful for.
Yes, I'm grateful.
So much to be grateful.
And I'm grateful.
So much to be grateful for.
Yes, I'm grateful.
So
now the Lord keeps on blessing me. He let us see another day. And in spite of our messing up, the Lord keeps on blessing us anyway. We got so much.
So much to be grateful for.
Yes, we're grateful.
So much to be grateful.
I'm mighty, mighty grateful.
So much to be grateful.
Yes, I'm grateful. Coming, Lord, I'm coming, Lord, by myself, only by myself. You can look for me,
you can look for me.
You can look for me,
you can look for me.
But don't call the road, no. By
myself,
you can look for me,
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 but don't call the road,
don't call the road till I get there.
I may be blind,
I may be blind,
I cannot see,
and I cannot see.
You can look for me,
you can look for me.
You can look for me,
you can look for me.
You can look for me,
you can look for me.
But don't call the road
till I get there.
All right, y'all like that?
Hey!
Huh? Y'all like that? Can we sing just a little bit more of it? I dare three or four people to jump on your feet if we can sing a little bit more of it. Listen, I may be sick.
I may be sick.
I can't get well. But you can look for me.
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 But don't call the road.
Don't call the road till I get there.
You remain standing. Amen. Thank you, brothers. Hallelujah. Bless his name. I want to call your attention to the 100th number of the book of Psalms. Father, we thank you now for this opportunity, this privilege, God, to share your word with your people. And God, we don't take it lightly. Father, I decrease, God, and I ask that you would increase. And God, that you would, by your Spirit, speak a word into the hearts and minds of your people, a word that will remind us that we have so much to be grateful for. Father, we bless your name in the name of Jesus. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The 100th number of Psalms, one that we're all very familiar with, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to, for just a few moments, speak to your hearts, amen, from this subject, a song of thanksgiving. A song of thanksgiving. Thank you, ushers. And let me thank those of you who went with us to New Willow on Monday night. Thank you so much. Pleasant Hill was in the house. And I thank you for your prayers regarding my voice. It just would not hold up. But we trust that God, amen, received the glory anyhow. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I rise today with joy in my soul and thanksgiving in my heart. For the Lord has been good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Somebody ought to say amen. We have gathered in this sacred place not because we are so strong, not because we are so wise, not because we are so perfect, but because God has been faithful. And if you need a cue, if you need a reason to shout right through there, amen, the fact that God has been faithful when most of the time we have been unfaithful, somebody ought to say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Y'all, Psalm 100 is not a whisper. It is not a mumble. It is not a suggestion. It is a shout song. Tell your neighbor, this is a shout song. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I know some of you like it where it's quiet. You like a library atmosphere. But I have come by to tell you today that this 100th number of the Book of Psalm was not created for a library atmosphere. It was created for an environment where the people of God know beyond any shadow of doubt that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you never would have made it. I tell you, it is a shout song. It is a marching song. It is a thanksgiving song. The psalmist says, make a joyful noise, all ye lands. The psalmist says, serve the Lord with gladness. He says, come before his presence with singing. He says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Y'all, this psalm is a summons to thanksgiving. It is a call to gratitude. It is a reminder that thanksgiving is not just a holiday, it is in reality a lifestyle. And if I were to put this sermon in 3 points, I would say, number one, we must shout for joy. I would say, number two, we must serve with gladness. And then finally, I would say that we must stand with gratitude. But before we walk through those points, let me set the table, if you will. Thanksgiving is woven into the fabric of our faith. From Genesis to Revelation, God's people are called to remember, they are called to rejoice, and they are called to give God thanks. Oh, y'all don't believe it? Is there anybody here who knows that I am in Bible country? I am in Bible country because Noah gave thanks when the flood subsided. I said I'm in Bible country because Abraham, the Bible says, gave thanks when God provided a ram in the bush. I know I'm in Bible country because the Bible says that Moses gave thanks when God parted the Red Sea. Hannah gave thanks when God gave her a son. David gave thanks when God delivered him from his enemies. Daniel gave thanks even in the midst of the lion's den. Paul gave thanks in a prison cell. Jesus gave thanks before breaking bread with the disciples. And so I am in Bible country when I tell you that God has always had somebody to give him praise. God has always had somebody to tell him thank you. And so what I like about it, I like the fact that the psalmist lets us know that thanksgiving is not optional. Tell your neighbor, it's essential. It is not seasonal, it is eternal. It is not circumstantial, it is spiritual. And in the Black Baptist tradition, thanksgiving is not quiet. I'm about to get in trouble. If you were looking for quiet, oh my. There's a church along by the library, amen. You could have gone over there if you were looking for quiet, amen. But in the Black Baptist tradition, thanksgiving is not quiet. It is not reserved. It is not hidden. It is loud. It is joyful. It is communal. It is embodied in the shout, the song, and the dance. Amen. It is embodied in the testimony and the prayer. We don't even pray quiet. Amen. Amen. You know, some of y'all like to whisper a prayer, but every now and then when you get in enough trouble, when you get enough pain in your body, when you get enough sickness in your body, amen, you figure out that you've got to open your mouth and cry out with a loud voice, Lord, help me, because you realize that if he don't help you, there ain't nobody else that can help you. Where are my folk who don't mind opening your mouth and giving God praise? So as we walk through Psalm 100, I hope that we will learn how to shout, learn how to serve, and learn how to stand in thanksgiving. Point number one, shout with joy. The psalmist begins, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Y'all, thanksgiving begins with a shout, not a timid whisper, not a polite nod, but a joyful noise. I said, we shout. Oh my, I need to help somebody right through here because somebody don't know why we shout. We shout because God woke us up this morning. We shout because he started us on our way. We shout because he put food on our table and clothes on our back. We shout because he healed our bodies. We shout because he saved our souls. We shout because he made a way out of no way. We shout because he kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. We shout because he protected us from dangers seen and unseen. We shout because he gave us joy, unspeakable joy, and full of glory. I remember, without calling a name, a mother of our church, amen, bless her heart, she's a wonderful woman, and I hated the day that she had to move to be somewhere else, but amen, she was a wonderful mother of our church. She could not sing like the choir. She could not preach like the pastor. She could not play like the musicians. But every now and then, every Sunday, she would holler out, thank you, Jesus. And y'all, that shout would shift the atmosphere. Because do you know what? Thanksgiving is contagious. If you worried about the row you on being too quiet, I said thanksgiving is contagious. If you worried about that person sitting next to you, you worried because they ain't saying nothing, they ain't clapping. I said thanksgiving is contagious. And if you want church to break out on your row, I dare you, I double dare you to start giving God the praise that he deserves. Thanksgiving is contagious. When Israel marched around Jericho, it was the shout that brought the walls down. When blind Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus, it was his shout that stopped the Savior in his tracks. When the leper returned to give thanks, it was his loud voice that glorified God. And can I tell y'all something about our history as black folk? Amen. The shout has been our survival. In slavery, our ancestors shouted in the hush arbors. In segregation, they shouted in storefront churches. in the struggle, they shouted in marches. And today we shout in sanctuaries because God has brought us from a mighty long way. Tell your neighbor, don't give up the shout. Oh, yeah, we got education now, but we can't afford to give up the shout. We live in fine houses and drive nice cars now, but whatever we do, don't give up the shout. We've got plush pews and chandeliers and all of that, but one thing we cannot afford to lose is the shout. Is there anybody who can thank God that we made it because grandma and grandpa had a shout? Is there anybody who can thank God today that we were able to survive against the odds because our foreparents had a shout that reached the heart of God? Nudge your neighbor and tell him, don't give up the shout. Don't give it up. Don't let the world silence our shout. Don't let the orange man silence our shout. Don't let trouble steal our joy. Don't let bills and burdens or bad news mute your praise. Shout with joy because the Lord is worthy. Come on, give him a shout right through there. So number one, we've got to shout with joy. But number two, tell your neighbor, we got to serve with gladness. The psalmist continues. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Y'all, Thanksgiving is not just about shouting. It's also about serving. You see, gratitude is not just what we say. It is also embodied in what we do. We got to serve somebody. Jesus said, he that would be great among you, let him be a servant. We serve by feeding the hungry. We serve by clothing the naked. We serve by visiting the sick. We serve by encouraging the discouraged. We serve by teaching our children. We serve by lifting the fallen. We serve by standing up for justice. We serve by sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Think about Thanksgiving. Somebody's going to have to cook. Somebody's going to have to clean. Somebody will have to set the table. Somebody will have to serve. Amen. What kind of Thanksgiving is it going to be if everybody just shows up to eat? That's all I'm here for. Amen. It's just to eat. Amen. Oh, no, it's going to be a sad Thanksgiving dinner if there aren't a few folk who've come to serve. And it's the same way in the church. Amen. Amen. If all you come for is to be entertained, all you come for is what you can get, and we don't have anybody that's willing to go against the grain and serve and help, then we are not much of a church. Come on. We've got to learn to serve him with gladness. Oh, bless his name. Jesus said, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Y'all, when he washed the disciples' feet, he showed that service is the highest form of thanksgiving. In our community, service has been our survival. Amen. Y'all, we never would have made it if we didn't have people in our communities who had a heart to serve. Oh, my, this weekend, amen, Southern is going to beat up on Grambling. But I need to tell you, there wouldn't be a Southern or a Grambling if our foreparents hadn't had the mind to serve. Amen. They said, we can't go to LSU. They won't let us in Northwestern. They won't let us enroll at Louisiana Tech, but we know our children need education. Thank God that we had foreparents who had a mind to serve, to help somebody. We've got to serve God with gladness. And so, my brothers and sisters, don't just shout with joy. You've got to also serve with gladness, because real thanksgiving is not selfish. Real thanksgiving is not stingy. Real thanksgiving is generous. Oh, don't y'all hear Dr. King? If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with the word or with the song, if I can show some sinner that he's traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. All he was saying is that if our lives are going to matter, we've got to be willing to help somebody. We've got to be willing to serve somebody. But then the final thing I want to leave you with is that not only must we shout with joy, and not only must we serve with gladness, but finally, my brothers and sisters, we've got to be willing to stand with gratitude. So you better learn how to stand. I said you better learn how to stand. I can't help but reflect on our sister. I can't remember her name, but somebody called her a bad built something. What's her name? Marjorie. Amen. God bless. Y'all, we need to pray for Marjorie. Because Marjorie learned a serious lesson, you know, as long as she was dishing out the ridicule, as long as she was condemning folk and calling folk out of their name, amen, she was all right. But she found out, amen, keep my mind clear, God. She found out, amen, 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 that anybody can be up one day and down the next. She found out, amen, that she knew how to dish it out, but she really didn't know how to take it. And so we're living in a time where you better know how to stand. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm trying to tell you that you better learn how to persevere. You better learn how to hang on in there. Amen, because as bad as things are, tell your neighbor, we ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, my, oh, my, is there anybody here who figured out that if you're going to stand in this season, you need God in your heart? You need to make sure that you're on the Lord's side. The psalmist declares, listen, he says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. That's the only way you're going to stand. You better know God. You better know that in spite of what Congress says, he's in charge. You better know that in spite of what the governor says, God is in charge. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. I'm a Democrat, but I belong to God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Y'all, Thanksgiving, again, is not just about shouting. It's not just about serving. It's about standing. Standing firm in the faith. Standing strong in gratitude. Standing tall in the face of trials. We stand on God's promises. We stand on God's power. We stand on God's provision. We stand on God's protection. We stand on God's presence. We stand on God's peace. We stand on God's purpose. During the civil rights movement, our people stood. They stood at lunch counters. They stood on buses. They stood in marches, even with dogs being put on them, even with water hoses being sprayed on them. They stood in courtrooms. They stood in prison cells. And they stood with gratitude. Can I tell you why they were still grateful? It's because they knew that the God that they served would make a way out of no way. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood in the fiery furnace. Daniel stood in the lion's den. Paul stood in prison, and I'm so glad that our Jesus stood on Calvary. And because they stood, we ought to get